know, man. You know, you just know in your heart something.
All right, guys, we are rolling.
Like on Molly?
No, we're recording.
Roll tape.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't remember that part. But
it's technical jargon for yeah, we're recording.
I mean, we're not actually rolling tape because it's digital.
Yeah,
it's digital.
There's no tape. No tape.
All I wanted in my life was a real tape.
Hold on one second.
I can tape you up if you want.
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
So what are we doing here?
Did you guys see the trailer for Murder on the Orient Express?
No.
That was just released today. I haven't seen it yet. I'm curious, though. Because it's Ridley Scott. He's awesome.
Huh. Is he stepping away from all the terrible Alien movies?
I actually liked this Alien movie. It wasn't that bad. Did you guys see it?
No.
I have not.
It was pretty good. It was not bad.
Beep, bop, boop.
Boop, boop, beep, bop, beep. Beep, bop, boop, boop, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Boop, boop, boop. Bop, bop, bop. So what do you guys think of the name? I forget what the
Cats
name is.
Cats and Conspiracies?
No, it was something else. I forget what it is now.
It was like yet another podcast or something like that, right?
Hold on. I got it.
I texted Oren, so I'm
I just remembered, like, he texted the other day and said he can do it Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, he's out. Just it's the like three of us.
A new Will Smith song.
It's called It's Another Podcast, though. With,
oh, that's right.
With Joseph, Matt, and hello. Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
That was my intro. Hey, everybody.
That was a good one. This is going to be garbage. So, are we going to talk about cats and conspiracies today? Or do you guys just want to, like, talk about whatever?
I don't know. I am curious if you guys think that cats and dogs will be household pets in 1,000 years. I mean, that's like a real question for the ages.
That is kind of a loaded question.
My answer is yes.
You think it'll just be standard cats and dogs, or will they be like weird hybrids or something?
Well, cats and dogs have been around for thousands of years. So, yeah, my answer is yes.
I'm going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to say no.
No, they won't exist as we know them today?
Why won't they exist, Joe?
Well, I don't think they'll be pets.
Will they be our overlords?
No, I don't think humans will have pets in 1,000 years.
Why is that?
I picture a divergence. That we can do one of two things. That we will evolve past the need for pets, kind of a Star Trek utopian kind of situation, or we won't be around to have pets.
That's a more likely outcome.
Destroyed ourselves. Or it'll be some sort of, you know, caveman apocalyptic kind of setting. You never know. With the miracle of modern science.
It's true. Science is doing some great stuff these days.
Well, if you think about it, so say that there's technology comes around and you can download your consciousness into a computer. Would you have a cat or a dog as a pet?
I would have an Aibo, a robotic cat or a robotic dog.
But it wouldn't be real. It would just be like just digital.
Wait, so our minds are digital like the Matrix?
Yeah, your whole reality would be ones and zeros.
Oh, crap. Well, then, yeah, you wouldn't have a cat and a dog that I can imagine.
But you might think you do.
Yeah. You can totally perceive a pet in this.
What What if you could transfer the mind of a dog and a cat into the digital as well?
Well, I think that would be first, wouldn't it? And you'd do like a mouse or something.
Lab yeah, they do like mice and monkeys and stuff, and then.
And then all a human, like and then
humans.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm lonely in the information superhighway. I need a dog. Give me a dog.
Yeah, down. And then oh, what luck! We have a whole bunch of them already.
Visit our store. Visit our online store and get a dog.
And EA would find a way to ruin it.
No kidding. It would be microtransactions for a dog.
You sons of bitches.
Yeah, you buy it and it's like a handicapped dog in a wheelchair, and then you have to like pay, you know, 99 cents to unlock coins to get him out of his wheelchair for a week.
Can't even pay directly.
No, you can't pay. It's the new way of things. Games as a service. But this is...
Like, the dog isn't real. Pets. Why would you get a dog in a wheelchair? Why not just get a perfectly healthy dog, a non-existent digital dog?
Well, because... yeah, that's the microtransactions thing. They're going to handicap your dog when you get your digital dog so that you have to pay to get a normal dog.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I can see EA doing that.
That's nefarious.
Yeah, they're pretty nefarious. I mean, I don't know. It's still a step up from, like, other humans as slave pets, so. But I don't know. Seeing, like, the whole Trump guy being Trump, I could see human slavery coming back.
Well, you guys saw current events. You guys saw the whole, like... Hey, we're going to opt out of the whole Save the Earth thing today.
One of three countries now. And one, the other one is Syria and then Nicaragua. Syria is at war. So, you know, that's kind of a thing. And then Nicaragua wanted it to be more extreme. They wanted like more Earth saving. They didn't think it was like saving the Earth enough. So the U.S. is like the only country in the entire world that thinks that climate change is not a thing. Or, you know.
I'm sensing a very, like, spiteful vibe from the administration. Not from you.
Oh, no, totally. Totally.
It's not, there's not even any data to back up their case. It's just a big middle finger, just...
But Joe,
we need
to bring back to coal to make new jobs. We need to bring back coal to make new jobs instead of looking forward. And well, that industry is kind of dying.
Yeah.
Now,
but without coal, how are we going to make our lungs black?
The industry itself isn't dying. You know, they're just like laying waste to mountains and, you know, excavating lots of area. There's just no jobs because it's all, you know, being automated and doing more with less people, but they're still making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That's how they can afford to pay off all these people. Costs a lot of money. I tried to get Tyson to join. Because that guy will just ramble on about everything. But he never got back to me. He's like, Grumpy Old Mike? I'm like, yeah, you know Grumpy Old Mike. And he's like, Grumpy Old Mike? Dude, come on.
That guy doesn't talk.
Tyson? No. He would be like
Grumpy Old Mike doesn't talk.
What's that?
Grumpy Old Mike doesn't talk.
Grumpy Old Mike doesn't talk at all.
I was channeling Tyson when I said, that guy doesn't talk.
Oh, yeah.
I was in character.
You actually sounded exactly like Tyson. That's why I got really, like, concerned, because I was like, oh, crap, I was talking bad about him. All of a sudden, he's on the call.
Yeah, I invited him. I turned off sound effects. You don't know. He's here.
Hey, Tyson.
Hi.
Oh, man, you're sounding good today.
Thanks, Matt.
Nice and healthy. Oh, man. It's hot in here. It's so hot. Opening up windows.
Take off your pants.
That's coming next. But I wasn't going to let the audience of this podcast know that I was pantsless.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone assumed.
Yeah, yeah. And at this rate, no one's going to listen to this shit anyways.
It's true, but hey, at least we're trying. I got to give us props for that. We got to get Vic on here. Get him to talk about, like, I don't know, girls. Yeah. Like that time that girl screwed you over.
I tried. I'd go off. I tried talking to him. He was just like, he wasn't really. Wait. Yeah, did you get that thing I sent you? And he was like, what thing? I'm like, I sent you a text, an invite to Skype. And he's like, what the fuck is Skype? And like, all right, like... I'll send it to you again. And he's like, okay, I got it. All right, see you later. Yeah, I don't think he's into it.
It was like his idea originally to do the podcast like a long time ago with, what was it, Life is Vic or Vic the Dick or something like that.
Well, I think it was Shanti's idea originally.
Oh, okay.
Because Vic loves movies and he loves to talk about movies and he wanted to do a movie thing. It was like Vic the Dick's picks on the flicks or something like that.
I'd listen to that. I mean, I'm always down to talk about movies. This last week, I saw Alien and Pirates of the Caribbean and something else that I forgot about because it wasn't
busy man.
Yeah.
The original Alien or the new Alien?
I have nothing better to do with my time. The new one.
Oh.
It was pretty good. I liked it. I liked it. It wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like exceptionally good, but it was pretty good.
I'm really tired of religious allegorical storytelling.
It wasn't too religious. It was good though. I don't know, I liked it. But I really like Ridley Scott. I think he's great. And I really like Alien, so
Ridley Scott's a bitch.
Is he? Man.
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
That's what's like gonna be your little what's the word for it? I had a long day. Crap, what's the word? You'll say it every time, like wubba lubba dub dub. It's like a thing you say. Ah, whatever.
I think it's called a thing. Thing you say.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like a thing you say.
Yeah, regularly. Catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah, catchphrase.
That's No. It's not a catchphrase. It's a thing you say.
That's my catchphrase. Is that I ask if the word you're looking for is catchphrase.
Yeah, no, it's like, a thing.
Man, it's a thing. I'm hungry. I want to eat that thing. Catchphrase? No.
Yeah,
it's catchphrase. That's what.
No, it's called.
Yeah,
it's called a thing you say. It's called a thing you say.
So that thing you say.
Yeah, a saying. A saying is what they used to call it in the olden days.
I don't believe.
Spuds just freaked out about something. Spuds, Gregory. Gregory.
So in researching conspiracies, I wanted to look up conspiracies that had been proven true. And what I found out was that nobody on the internet knows what proven true means. That's the only thing I found out.
Well, what about there being no Jewish cats? Is that proven true?
Did you say Jewish cats?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, can cats, adhere to, Jewish diet and religious laws?
Yeah, they can eat only fish. The only thing that's hard for them is getting circumcised. But, I mean, if they try hard enough.
Good luck finding a moyle to do that.
It's a meowl.
Oy vey.
Gefilte. Oh, crap. There's so much noise outside. I wanted to, like, go wander the beautiful yard. Enjoy the grounds.
Do you have, like, a palatial estate?
No. I have like a little tiny cement walkway, but yeah, What was that? Is that a flutophone?
Sounded like a flute.
No, I was fucking around with my tin whistle.
Oh. Well, that's disappointing. I thought you were going to, like, play us a jam. That's my jam. It's my jam. Oh, what are we calling this again, you said? It's another Lazy Sunday? Something like that? That's not what it was at all.
On Thursday.
Yeah. Another Lazy Sunday on a Thursday.
No, it's called It's Another Podcast, though.
Ah, that's right. That's right. I was like the one who remembered it earlier, too. How am I forgetting it now?
Your dog freaked out. And then
yeah, he freaked out.
He had to do something, and he barked.
Spuds. Gregory. Whatever.
So, Joe, in your research, did any of them come up true, the conspiracies? Because I have a couple favorites that I would like to share. But if not, they're all just a bunch of fake-ass bullshit.
In my vast amount of research, I'm pretty sure no, none of them are true.
No conspiracies at all? What about... No,
I'm pretty sure none of them are true. Call me a skeptic.
What about Watergate? That one was proven true.
Yeah. What about Trump being owned by the Russians? That one turned out to be completely true.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's still under investigation, Matt. You can't just...
That's, I guess.
I guess in the truest definition of the word conspiracy, then Watergate was definitely proven true. Other than that, it's pretty slim pickings.
All right.
So, I don't know. I'm pretty sure the Earth is flat.
All right. So what's your favorites? You got flat Earth, Matt? What do you got, Joe?
You know, I have a soft spot for Ancient Aliens.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I'm big on the Ancient Aliens. Love it. Anunnaki is my shit.
What are your thoughts on that?
Who are you talking to?
Ancient aliens?
Yeah.
Clearly everything is aliens.
I mean, not everything can be aliens.
No. But I mean, things. You saw the movie Prometheus. We were just talking about it.
I did see Prometheus.
We all come from ancient aliens.
Wait, you said you saw the new Alien movie. The Prometheus was the one before that.
Yeah. But the new one doesn't go into it as much. But Prometheus was very much like aliens, you know, ejaculated inside of a lake on the Earth or something. And well, then we grew out of it.
Prometheus, like, they drank a potion and, like, the blue dude dissolved into a river or something. And that's what made life on planet Earth.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it can't be in a movie if it's not true. So that's just where I'm coming from. I mean, it was on video.
Speaking of movies. That.
Have you ever heard about the Unarius Church in El Cajon?
Yes.
Church. It's the
Unarius
School. But it's really a church.
Yeah. Oren and Tyson actually did a huge research project on it when we were back in college.
Who the fuck is Unarius?
It's a tiny place near downtown El Cajon. And
like La Mesa.
No, it's in El Cajon.
Is it El Cajon?
It is
or Santee?
In El Cajon.
Nope. It's all gross down there.
So it's where I grew up. It's not a dude, it's a place called Unarius.
Yeah, it's like they call it like a school, but they don't really teach any thing that's like usable. It's more like a club, and they all believe that everything that has been written about or made into a TV show or a movie has actually happened, and that everyone is reliving past lives lived in other parts of the universe.
Wait, is that what they believe in? Holy crap.
Yeah. So, like, Star Wars really happened. I mean, you can't prove it didn't, but I don't know how they factor in when people tell stories about the future.
That happened in the future and the past.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars is like future past.
Yeah.
Space Wizards in the future past. But yeah, that's what they genuinely believe. But they like kind of make it up as they go along.
Hmm.
Like most religions when they start out.
Ah, the Unarians. I think they give you free food, though, right? If you go there? Kind of like the Hare Krishnas?
I don't know. I mean, they seem like nice people.
Yeah, well, they want you to join their cult. I mean, the Unarians, not the Hare Krishnas. I don't know much about the Krishnas.
It's just an offshoot of Hinduism, I believe.
Oh, is it? Like, literally, all I know about Hare Krishna is from that one scene in the beginning of the first Airplane movie.
Yeah, and he's like, Lloyd Bridges beats the shit out of a Hare Krishna dude.
Yeah, like that's pretty much all I know about Hare Krishnas. And then they give you free food.
Free food.
If you go to their temple.
Yeah, they're just all about Krishna, not Vishnu.
Oh.
I think. I don't know. I don't know. A buddy of mine was into it for a while, but yeah, it seems like a cult. A Hindu cult. That's my opinion.
That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Oh. It's good, yeah, you should stick to your convictions.
But anyways, the Anunnaki came to Earth anciently, and they were running out of... I guess they breathed gold. Like, their atmosphere was made out of gold gas. So they came to Earth to get gold for their atmosphere. This is what people actually suggested, by the way. And they found like the early hominin species of the earth and genetically altered them to make workers to mine the gold so they can take back to their home planet so they can breathe.
Wait,
they
wasn't this Battlefield gold. Earth?
It's very similar, yeah, but it was in ancient times, not modern times.
Huh. At what pressure does gold vaporize to be in an atmosphere?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Ask the Anunnaki. They breathe it.
It seems like they would come here.
Hey, asshole.
Yeah. They'd come here and they would explode because the pressure was so low compared to what they were used to.
Just,
to have vaporized
yell gold. At a undecipherable clay tablet from thousands of years ago and go, "Hey, asshole, why you breathe
How
gold?
Do you breathe, motherfucker."
And gold, that's going to build up in your lungs. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know.
Maybe they had they had gold based blood. It's very rich blood.
Didn't the Egyptian gods have gold blood?
I don't know.
Pretty sure their blood was gold.
Weren't they the Anunnaki? Weren't they?
Were they?
I thought all of those ancient fuckers were aliens. They were all ancient. That's why they call them ancient aliens. Because, yeah, they're all from the same place. And they come down and they're never coming back.
How much gold is on the earth to replenish an entire atmosphere?
I don't know. Let me Google it.
Like,
I mean, we're still finding gold, so.
Yeah, but imagine like the amount of gold it would take. I mean, unless the gold material in their atmosphere is so low and like each precious particle of gold like sustains them for a while. They have to come over here and enslave an entire world's worth of people.
Also the plot in Cowboys and Aliens.
Were they coming for gold?
I think so.
Oh. I watched that movie and I remember nothing about it. Though strangely, I remember liking it, so I don't quite get
apparently only
how that works out.
$8.487 trillion worth of gold has been mined.
That's it?
That's a lot of gold.
That's an incredible amount of gold.
Yeah. For like forever. That's it. $8.5 trillion worth.
And how much money exists on the earth?
Apparently 1 year of gold production yields a cube that is 5 meters on all ends.
That's it?
So
that's what, 15 feet?
A 15 foot by 15 foot by 15 foot cube of gold is produced a year.
Man. Huh. Well, I mean, the aliens are going to have to breathe that, and that's not very much.
If all the gold was distributed per person, it would give you 5 gold rings per person on the planet. So that's 35 billion gold rings.
I don't own one gold ring. I feel like the distribution is unequal.
Yeah, you can give mine to somebody else. I mean, distributing rings.
I mean, I would just melt it down and sell it to other people who have crap.
Oh, damn it, why didn't I think of that?
The top 3 nations that consume the most gold are number 3.
Let's guess. I'm going to say the United Arab Emirates is in there.
Number 3, the United States at 128.61 metric tons.
All right.
Anyone want to guess at number 2?
China.
You are correct. Number 2 is China at 428.0 metric tons.
Whoa, whoa. The U.S. was only 100? I was going to guess
Brazil.
All right. Anyone?
I don't know why I would have guessed that.
Anyone want to guess number 1?
Brazil.
Number 1.
It's either Russia or the United Arab Emirates.
Number 1 is India at 745.7 metric tons.
Why did I guess Brazil? That was stupid. Brazil's probably not even the top 10.
That's a lot of gold.
They love their jewelry in India, apparently.
That's what, 7 times the amount of the US
We only have 128.61 metric tons of jewelry in the United States. A close second.
Man, I was guessing Russia.
Let's see. Brazil isn't even on the graph. Russia is way below. It's like United States, and then after the United States, it's Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Russia, UAE is, they're all the same, pretty much, under 100 tons. Anyone want to guess who has the most gold?
The U.S., for sure.
Yeah.
We just hoard the crap out of that.
Yeah. Anyone want to guess number 2?
India.
No, it's Germany. Number 3, Italy. Number 4, France.
Kind of surprised by that, actually. But we've been hoarding gold for so long. They're just now discovering, money and... They've just broken out of.
Anyone want to guess who has the most gold reserves on hand?
Probably also the U.S.
No.
Really? Germany.
Nope.
Alex Jones.
Joe. You want to weigh in on this? It weighs a lot, gold.
So who has the most reserves?
Yeah.
Nobody... Does anybody do that anymore? I mean, obviously they do if there's a top one. I don't know. Russia?
It's India.
Fuck.
India has the most reserves, we're not even on the list as a country in the United States.
But I thought Fort Knox was just filled with reserves of gold.
No. Nope.
Apparently,
did you not study up on your conspiracy theories at all?
Fiji has more gold than we do, basically.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just reading the website.
I almost moved to Fiji a long time ago. I was just sick of America, sick of working. I was just going to squat on an island until it became my island. Eat coconuts and rats. Ugh, it's the life.
So,
so awful.
I'd get so tan. It'd be great. It would be like Castaway, but like even more boring.
No Wilson.
You know, I have a pet theory about the ancient alien thing.
It would be like Castaway with no Wilson.
Yeah. And just a lot more masturbation.
Was there a lot of masturbation in that movie?
Oh, yeah, totally. You don't remember all the scenes?
Some like off camera?
Yeah, it was
totally... like every third scene. He's just sitting there. You see him from the back all hunched over like...
Yeah, it was total off...
Really weird.
Off-screen masturbation going on. There were no goats, so he wasn't fucking goats, you know, so he had to masturbate. Yeah. Unlike Robinson Crusoe, who... luckily had an island full of goats who he could fuck and eat in whatever order he wanted to.
The world was his oyster.
The world was his goat.
That he fucked and ate.
Or
hopefully
vice versa.
In that order.
Yeah. I don't know. Robinson Crusoe seems kind of like a kinky dude. I could see him mixing that order up every so often just to keep it fresh.
Whoa.
It's like, you know what? I really want this goat, but it keeps squirming around too much. It's a little too warm for my taste.
Yikes.
People think that's what Russia has on Trump. A bunch of videos of him, like, banging children. And apparently there's some video of him, like, peeing on a bed. Or something. And, like, it's, like, kind of assumed that it actually exists. I mean, I guess it's not anything like Robinson Crusoe and goats. But I was going back to conspiracy theories. Come on. It'll work with me here.
That sounds... I mean, I don't know. That sounds like sensationalism.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's Trump. He wants to do his own daughter. I could see him banging a bunch of children on video in Russia. It seems like the type of guy.
Jesus.
I just got dark.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking dark, man. Jeez.
Hey, Trump is dark. It's a dark burnt umber.
Hey, I gotta look something up real quick. I'll be right back.
Hopefully, it's not what I just said Trump was doing.
Hey, don't look that up.
Gotta hop on a VPN for that one, I guess. And even then, just don't look it up. Spuds?
Do you think... No, never mind. I won't talk about that. During the podcast.
This is the podcast.
Yeah, I'm saying I was going to talk about something and then I decided not to.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it in the podcast. Is it that offensive? I'm pretty sure we've already hit offensive. Like some...
It's more of a just me to you conversational matter.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to involve all the people listening, all the dozens and dozens of listeners tuning in.
Throngs.
Yet another.
Loyal followers.
Yep.
We're going to have women throwing themselves at us. Yep. It's going to be.
But a word from our sponsor. Jimmy's screwdrivers. Driving screws for over 50 years.
PBR, just for fun. PBR seems like they'd be our sponsor. It won an award that one time. And it happened to be blue.
It's award winning. You know, you could win an award for worst product, and you could say that your product is award winning.
That's true. It's like the award for like the most deaths caused by product. I mean, I don't know if that's like an awardable thing, but you can make your own award up.
Award-winning drinkable bleach.
Yeah, you could literally have your own award created by yourself. Like, you're the most Joe of all Joes that exist in your house right now.
Yeah, I have an award
and
for
you
it.
Give yourself a blue ribbon, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You only gave yourself a blue ribbon? I got a trophy for that.
It's all inscribed and everything.
It's got a dude throwing some balls.
It's like a little cherub peeing into a pool.
No, peeing into Trump's mouth.
Some bald dude throwing a ball somewhere.
It should be a bald dude throwing a cherub who looks terrified.
A peeing cherub?
Yeah, a peeing cherub. It's so terrified. I just can't hold it back anymore. It just lets its urine free.
Sounds right.
And he's just maniacally laughing. I can see that as like a scene to the intro of Black Sails or something. Which, if you guys have not seen Black Sails, I suggest watching Black Sails.
I have never watched that.
Not a sponsor. But you should watch Black Sails. It's very good.
Pirates are cool.
Pirates.
It's a prequel to Treasure Island.
Huh.
So it's like the characters from Treasure Island.
So it's not a squeakquel?
No, no.
I actually have for the less good stuff. Watching it now.
After Treasure Island, really?
Well, I mean, I know the story of Treasure Island.
It's how the money was gotten.
It's like, I don't need a elaborate backstory for every fucking movie and show for the last 100 years.
There's a lot of boobs and violence in it.
Okay, well, my interest has peaked again.
Yeah.
You want me back.
And they're pretty nice boobs and pretty nice violence. It's like Game of Thrones, but with more nudity and less dragons.
So pornography?
Yeah, basically.
All right.
So, you know, just grab that Jergens lotion and some tissues and...
You know what I would like out of Game
of
Thrones?
Pop on Black Sails.
Is less boobs. Honestly.
Out of what? Really?
Less boobs. That's an
interesting take.
There are too many boobs going around.
It does feel a little forced. They're like in the middle of prison, and like the camera pans by one of the prison cells, and there just happens to be like a hot blonde jumping up and down naked. And you're like, what? No, this doesn't belong in here.
That sounds gratuitous.
Yeah, just wait till the dragons go through puberty. They're going to grow some huge boobs.
Wait, you're not talking about Black Sails anymore, are you?
No, I thought we were talking about Game of Thrones.
No, Game of Thrones of boobs.
I was the one.
Yeah.
Thrones of boobs. The game is a throne made out of boobs. Instead of swords,
I'd play that
boobs.
Game.
Game okay. of boob. Game of Thrones of boobs.
I would totally play that game because I have boobs. I mean, nobody wants to see my boobs, but could you imagine that episode of Game of Thrones? You hear like Peter Dinklage.
Matt, what is your dog doing right now?
Nothing.
Oh.
He's sitting there looking at me. What's up, Spuds?
You two are close together.
I think I heard an Adam.
You can get a surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Carr is in the house.
Adam, okay. Welcome, Adam.
Pull up a chair, Adam. Join us around the table.
Who the fuck is talking to me like they're people?
Well, it's Joe's on his phone, so I don't know how that's gonna work. Or are you on your computer or are you on your phone talking?
On my phone.
I'm on a phone too.
My computer has basically nothing on it. It's bare bones. I don't have a microphone for the computer either.
Is it nice and working now, though?
Yeah. It's running quite well.
It's not overheating or anything?
Nope. I had to install a couple of fans on it, and I bought the cheapest 2-pack of fans that was on Amazon, and they came with bright, obnoxious blue LED lights that you can't turn off.
What kind of fans you get? What brand?
I don't know. They were Chinese. I don't have the box anymore. Or do I? I might. No, I don't.
What games are you guys playing right now?
I'm playing Civilization VI.
What kind of games are you playing with me right now, Joe? God damn it.
Not video games, just head games.
I just got...
Romantic games.
I got Puyo Puyo Tetris for the Switch.
Is it any good?
I like it.
It's really expensive still.
It's very Japanese, too.
I'm okay with the Japanese.
I mean, that's not a bad thing. It's just very Japanese. You know, like the... I don't know if you ever played any of the Puyo Puyo games, but...
No, I haven't.
Very distinctly Japanese.
Is it like Katamari distinctly Japanese?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I love Japanese games.
Racist! No, Katamari is amazing. Whoa.
Come on. Like, Zelda is a Japanese game.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true.
Japanese.
I keep trying
to... This new one was very Japanese. Like, more so than the other ones. I felt it was very, like, stereotypically Japanese game.
The new Zelda?
Yeah. Hmm. Like, a lot of the characters and... I just had that feel to it. Not in a bad way. I mean, it's cool. You know, they can do their thing.
Bullshit. I'm playing a very white game. You make sandwiches all day.
Adam's insane.
You say he's playing.
How does making sandwiches be white? Or how is making sandwiches white?
You go home, you pay taxes and shit, bless your kids.
I guess it all depends on how much mayonnaise you put on your sandwich.
That's true. I put a lot of mayonnaise on my sandwiches.
Because you're white.
Is that,
I'm white.
Indicative of something?
Yeah, I like mayonnaise. Because
white people love mayonnaise and blue cheese and stuff like that.
I actually hate blue cheese. But the rest of the cheeses I like. Including like the offensive German cheeses I'm all about, so... Man, and you give me cheese from, like, exotic animals like goats? Ugh.
I don't think goat cheese is that exotic.
Well, it's not exotic, but it's more exotic than a cow. A cow's like...
I'm thinking, like, an exotic cheese would be, like, from a chicken.
Oh, I've had chicken cheese. Cheese. They told me not to eat it.
Or a
and
fish.
They said it would kill me, but
you ever had so good. Fish cheese? That's really rare.
But rabbit cheese?
Cheese made from the milk of a dog.
I would try it. I would try that. But I don't know if it would be good. I've never had dog milk before. I feel like I'm missing out.
They got it at Starbucks, I believe.
Could I get a latte with dog milk, please?
It's an option.
Half calf, dog milk, cappuccino.
I feel like you could probably go to South Korea and get dog milk and dog meat.
Yeah, I believe the drink's called a puppy power.
You.
I would try it. I would try dog milk just to try it. But
man,
I wouldn't like it.
How do you know?
I mean, that's true. I've never tried it. It could be the most amazing thing I've ever had.
How would you even go about getting dog milk?
Well, you see, when a mommy dog and a daddy dog love each other, they wrestle. And the mommy dog puts out milk. And then farmers harvest it and keep the mommy dogs perpetually pregnant so that they constantly produce.
All right, well, since you know so much, how do you go about milking the dogs?
You have to get your lips around the nipple real firm.
That's horrifying.
It's one mouthful at a time.
Yeah, this is
That is just completely disgusting.
Yeah, this is going really badly. You're getting all racist and talking about sucking on dog titties and I don't even know. I don't know.
I mean, in our defense, it was Adam who was racist.
I don't know if that's a defense, but
he's
true.
Well, I mean, he's of African origin. Or like Honduran or whatever. I don't know what his origin is. He's darker than I am, so it's okay if he's racist.
Oh, so now we're going to get racist again.
No, no. I see him as a beautiful ebony person.
Jesus. Hold on.
Indeed.
What a great website Indeed is. You know, Indeed is our sponsor tonight. Over half the jobs found on the internet are from Indeed.
We don't have sponsors. Yet.
We made up some when you went to do.
We got to get like little local sponsors like Livewire or Pizzeria Luigi. This episode brought by
Jack Screwdrivers.
Yeah, our Jack Screwdrivers.
For 50 years, the dependable. They have a Phillips head and flat head. Jack Screwdrivers.
They can drive a screw. But, you know.
Yeah, we'd like to thank our sponsor, the Dog Milk Cafe. They let us come and suck on dog titties anytime we want. Thanks, Dog Milk.
Cafe. It's not just for dogs anymore. Oh, yeah. We could pit the dog milk coalition against, like, the cat milk coalition. Try to get more money from each one. Like, play the game.
Step two, profit.
Yeah. I like it. That's brilliant.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking, like, milk would taste better from an herbivore rather than, like, a carnivore.
What if it was a vegan dog?
It would be dead. Because dogs need meat to survive.
Nothing needs meat. All things vegan.
All right.
I think cats pretty much only eat meat as well.
I eat 98% meat.
Well, that's probably an
elephant. Cats are pure carnivores. Dogs, they can go either way. But cats, they don't do well with non-meat products.
What about an elephant?
Would maybe you eat elephant cheese? Maybe in 1,000 years, there will be vegan cat pets.
They're just scraggly and constantly in the state of death.
They don't even look like cats anymore. They're just a pile of fur and mush on your couch and you just like pick them up and put them on your lap.
Like, I have a cat that looks like that.
I could see humankind breeding bones out of an animal somehow, so that it's just like a squishy glob of goo and fur. I could totally see that.
It's my cuddle buddy. Hey kids, do you have a cuddle buddy? Well, guess what?
Well, this one doesn't have any bones.
You can get one for free. You might need to do a little in-app purchase of fur and blood and squishiness, but...
It's like a pink water balloon with eyes.
Just constantly moaning in pain and agony.
Well, that's what you get for free, and then you can add on to it. Like you can add fur and eyes and.
The future is truly terrifying.
And meowing.
I can see it. Dog surgeries.
Did you get that new cat DLC yet? It's awesome.
It's armor for your boneless cat. I could totally see that. Only costs 25 schmeckles. Come here, buddy.
Hey, you guys want to go get a steak?
Right now?
Right now?
Well, I mean, soonish.
Tonight?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Maybe. I'll say 50-50 for me. I ate a really late lunch.
Let's see.
I actually ate two double superstars at Carl's Jr. for lunch. Because they gave me two. I only ordered one, and they gave me two. So I ate both of them.
Well, that isn't going anywhere soon.
No, and that was like 3 p.m., so... Hit me up when you're about to go. Yeah. It's Carl's Jr., dude. It does not travel through your body quickly.
It's true.
It just kind of sits there. That star is just smiling down on you. Not one of our sponsors. No. Delicious, but not good for your body, and you feel like crap afterwards. But when I got food poisoning 2 weeks ago, I had just eaten at Witch Witch that morning, and that's like what I ate every single day. And so now I associate Witch Witch with vomiting an entire night straight. And that's like, you know, there's nothing else close to my work. So,
yet another podcast brought to you by Witch Witch.
Yeah, our sponsors tonight are Witch Witch. They'll make you puke all night.
Thickness with sandwiches since 1985. Witch Witch.
I do love Witch Witch, though. Almost worth the food poisoning. That should be their little tagline. Witch Witch, almost worth the food poisoning.
It's not a great slogan.
No. I mean, it doesn't encourage me to eat there, but I mean, it is almost worth the food poisoning. So maybe people who haven't had food poisoning would go,
oh. Almost worth it.
Almost. It's like a smiling person. Either. It's that old guy meme where he looks like sad, but he's trying to smile. He's just like biting down into a witch witch.
Witch witch. Botulism?
We only have half a botulism.
Anyone want to go get a drink right now? I think we've got about... Well, I'm gonna cut all this out, but we got about an hour and 4 minutes of us talking right now. Probably be edited down to 3 minutes of usable stuff.
Cut all that racism out. You cut all that discussion about Jewish cats and dog milk.
No, that was the meat of the thing. I mean, we're talking about dogs and cats, right? Yeah. It totally went with the theme. Sucking milk out of my cat's tit.
Do you think in 1,000 years there'll be circumcised cat milk?
I'm sure in 1,000 years you'll be able to have a cat, a sex toy, and something that produces milk to make into cheese for you.
All in one.
All in one. Ugh. Maybe you even make the cheese from your own body.
You make the cheese.
I mean, I would try my own cheese, maybe. No, I wouldn't try my own cheese. Oh, that's disgusting. It painted the worst visual in my head.
You can bring a date home and just like, hey, you want to try some cheese? I made it out of my own thing from my own sex toy cat.
Cool. But what if it's like totally socially normal? It's like no big deal then. In fact, you're weird if you don't make the cheese out of your sex toy cat.
That's like the dating like gold standard is like, oh my god, he ate my cheese. He's a keeper. He ate my cheese.
He's the one.
It's like, you know, mom, the date went well, but we got back to my place and he just wouldn't eat my cat cheese.
You know, I ate his cheese and everything was great. It tasted fine, but he refused to eat my cheese, mom. He refused. I don't know. I don't know. This is it. I think this is it.
I could see that. I feel like this should be made into like a new Futurama style show in the year 3000. Here's the disgusting things that people do. Or like, what is it, Black Mirror? But like every single episode has to do with cat sex toy cheese.
Yeah.
Pretty much it's the same episode over and over again.
I mean, you can even take out the cat sex toy and just, yeah, there's a new like toaster oven like thing that you throw in some skin cells and it makes cheese out of your DNA. And that's what you serve to somebody you're interested in romantically. It's like, Here's my cheese. Oh, I was wondering when we're going to get to that. I brought my cheese too. Here, should we exchange cheeses?
It's like, I'll put my cheese in your mouth. You put your cheese in my mouth at the same time. It'll be so romantic.
And then you just like
sensual cheese exchange.
And the next day you're just like, man, I just wasn't into her cheese. I don't know what it was. I ate it,
but it wasn't very good.
It tasted fine. It didn't really spike any interest. It was just kind of boring.
I liked the girl, but her cheese,
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. No, if her cheese wasn't good, yeah, she's a dud, you know.
A one night cheesing.
Well, that makes me worried about my own cheese. What's the quality of my cheese?
Well, thank God we don't live in that kind of society.
It's true. But yes. Who knows when it's going to happen? No. I feel like this podcast will get out, and then people will listen, and people will actually take this as a thing that needs to happen. We'll have people starting. We could start a revolution here.
Nobody wants somebody else's cheese.
Now, what if it's cheese made from, like, breast milk? Can you make cheese out of human breast milk?
Yeah, you can
make... Male or female, either way.
You can make cheese out of any lactose or lactase or whatever.
Someone probably has.
Protein is...
I would try it. Oh, man, I'm gross. But I would totally try it out of curiosity.